Timing is everything for the Powassan Voodoos lately. After losing 5 of their last 6 games to end the regular season, the NOJHL club has bounced back in a big way by picking up back-to-back road wins over Hearst. We played hard throughout our last 5 games or so, even though we lost 5 in a row down the stretch before winning our last one, says head coach Peter Goulet. The 2 wins have put the Powassan Voodoos in a really good position in their best-of-7 first-round series against the Lumberjacks. A few weeks ago, not many people would have thought the Voodoos would be able to split the first 2 games of the series, as a long list of injuries during the latter stages of the year was a big concern going into the postseason, but a healthy team has proven to be a tough and resilient team. As far as the injuries go, it doesn't matter what level you're at, when you go through injuries like we did, it is tough to find that same chemistry. In the last 5 weeks we had no more than 15 or 16 guys practicing on the ice. It's tough to run a junior a practice like that, says Goulet. We stuck together, we played hard every night, we had each other's backs, and we got through it in time for the playoffs, says Goulet. The Voodoos entered the series as the lower seed, finishing 3rd in the division and 13 points behind the highest scoring team in the NOJHL during the regular season. But the Voodoos have kept that scoring touch at bay through the first 2 games, picking up an 8-4 victory in Game 1 and a narrow 4-3 win in Game 2. It's great to be healthy, and we just have to keep our feet on the ground and take nothing for granted, as we have a lot of work to do. The Voodoos will host Games 3 and 4 on Tuesday and Wednesday, March 28 and 29 respectively, and will look to keep their strong defensive efforts going, led by Cannon Flagel in net, who has stopped 75 shots over the course of the first 2 games, while offensively the full team approach that worked in the regular season has continued into the postseason. 9 different players have registered goals and 16 have found their name on the score sheet. Chase Strahalik leads with 4 points, all assists, and was named as one of the NOJHL's 3 stars of the week for his efforts. Captain Alex Little and Reese Smetham each have 2 goals and 3 points, while Mitch Wilkie joins them with 3 assists. Goulet says the team has had to go through the adversity of playing shorthanded, and he's hoping that experience will pay off as the postseason continues. I think it shows the character and the backbone of your hockey team. To go through that and have the guys stay as positive as they did, not get down and not get on each other, is a credit to the team, and it shows the bond we have on our team.